another player I want to talk about, and it's the first thing I have on my notes.
Yeah, go to your notes.
Okay. Yo, the Devontae fourth and three play.
Amazing. So there was I know it wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, he didn't catch it, but whatever.
But whatever.
It was close enough
football.
To make it a
good situational football,
yeah,
as Nick said.
He goes
said,
like
you know?
This. He
and
knows
they get
right.
up, yeah.
Well, but the other play on that drive that was.
Even just to make it close was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
There was a third and eight play on that drive where Jalen has pressure right in his face.
Yeah.
Like, lofts it to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, dude,
A.J. goes
strength.
Down to get it.
Hand
yeah.
strength. He's like grabs it. It was like
right.
tight. Like, yeah.
It just, again, you see it week in and week out. The Eagles have more talent than other teams.
Just make plays.
Other teams can't make that play. The quarterback doesn't make the throw. The receiver yep. doesn't make the catch. That's why you pay $100 million for A.J. Brown. That's why they're going to pay a ton for Jalen Hurts. Like special plays like that. But the Devontae fourth and three catch. I mean, the fact he even almost made it a catch. The yeah. fact he got his one arm hand on it, brings it in, goes down. Like, the dude is unbelievable. I, you know, if he's on a team where he's the legit number one who knows how he does, and Devontae should get as much money as he can. I'm not going to advise him to do anything. But man, him and AJ can be such a
yeah,
good duo.
Yeah, I would
for
prioritize him. He's worth it.
Well, no, what I mean from Devontae's perspective is he might not be the
no,
quote unquote
I get it.
Number
yeah,
one.
I get it.
But I think his career, he can be a Hall of Famer on this team with him.
Yeah,
and AJ,
I mean,
right?
he's trending that way. I mean, he's had the right. best. He's had the best first two seasons in the history of the Eagles. Like, for no one has ever had a better first 2 years.
Yeah.
As you know, as an Eagles receiver ever.
I mean, think about the fact there was legitimate debates about, man, is he too skinny?
I know.
It's never an issue. He had a block today
Dude,
on
he's so smooth.
Rushing touchdown.
He gets wide open. Like,
yeah.
He never takes big hits. He's so smart. He's always, his concentration, even that one he didn't catch tonight where he was like blanketed and it kind of bounced up. Like, he was like, the cornerback's falling to the ground and he's like tracking the ball and trying to get it as he's falling backwards.
Yep.
It's like, it's just... I'm so with you, dude. We've talked so much about AJ, and AJ's been great. Like, there's an argument that Devontae was just as good, if not better.
I agree.
Year. Yeah.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. Like, Devontae's been unbelievable this year, and big players make big plays in big games, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what they, like, they are a team of players that are clutch. You know, like, we've talked about, you know, once Carson injured himself, there was a lot of, well, can Carson win the big games, right? Like, and look at the Sixers. Can Joel Embiid win the big games? Like, the Phillies didn't make the playoffs for a long time. This is a team of guys that their entire lives have just literally made the big plays on Devontae, you know, like all these guys.
National Jaylen. Championship.
Yeah,
right,
they,
yep.
they played in the biggest
I mean,
games
look,
and they dominated.
Then, yeah, no doubt. And then the Kelsey's and the Lanes and the BG's, the guys
yeah,
who made
won
the biggest
Super Bowls,
plays.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Hassan Reddick is doing
and
it
again,
now in the
biggest,
first chance he's
BG
got.
BG has made as big a play as you can make in the NFL. You know?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was just, yeah. Now, the one... I don't even know if it's worth bringing up a negative, but the one thing I will say is
Brett Kern, the worst. Yep, with you.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
It's
yeah.
the only negative
well, you
from
think
the game
of the,
for me. It's horrible.
What'd you think of the whole
the wire
hit
thing?
The
that
wire.
Was the other part. When I was talking about the weird first quarter, like that was so weird too. Look, they had no clear shot of it. We couldn't even on TV. There was no shot of it. So like, I doubt. I'm sure. It
I don't
hit
think
it.
They had a
like
view
the
of
whole
it.
Sideline reacted like it, and the punt did look like it changed a weird like. Like, it kind of was up, and then it kind of went
right.
down quicker. So, like, I'm sure it did, but, like, whatever.
Right.
I'm sure it hit it. But it's weird that that can happen, and there won't be one camera that gets it.
So,
like, that's weird.
I agree with that.
I mean, how many cameras are in that game? Hundreds?
And it was
know?
Also weird that he was
in
like, we can't review it. And I was thinking maybe all the cameras they had. But then I did see an angle of it where you can't really see the wire.
You
I don't know.
You can't see it at all.
It is
they,
what it
again,
is. Like, the wire is impossible
had it,
to see
they
would have
showed
on
us
video.
On TV. There was none.
And I agree with you. It probably did hit the wire.
Probably did. They reacted like crazy. The whole sideline. It wasn't just one guy. It was like the whole team was like, look at that.
But from the ref's perspective, I can see their point of...
They can't
of,
do it. I get it.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
No, Brett Kern was awful. And it doesn't help when the other punts you have are not good either.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's a guy that the refs are thinking, and I know they're not supposed to ref a game this way.
But they're like, oh, this guy stinks anyway. I'm
yeah,
sure.
They're probably like,
I'm sure it didn't hit a wire. He's just terrible. Yeah, no, no. By the way, that roughing the punter, you never see that. Again, and I get what they're going for, but the penalty is like, it
yeah,
was
I think at
wild.
That point, they're just
my buddy had a really funny text.
Happen.
He was like, the Niners defense is really moving the ball down the field. I was like, yep, you're right.
That's good. That is good.
It was really good. Yeah.
The one, so I want to talk to you about this because
yes.
we texted about it and I'm curious for your perspective on it.
The Hurts
injury Hurts thing.
So he looked, okay. yeah, well, go ahead.
I'll go.
Yeah, set it up.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Did you know that?
Thank you. Yeah, you are. You texted me a whole bunch about it.
I'm like really,
gonna
really
be,
excited.
Dude, it's going to be an unbelievable.
I'm so happy. Like, this is like.
Dude, I talk so much about the 2017 Super Bowl.
I know.
I'm about to live it again.
I know. I'm like,
about to live
I'm
it
like,
again.
I'm so happy.
It's all right. So the Jalen Hurts missed throw to AJ. He can't miss those throws.
Yeah.
And it's the second week in a row he's missed it. He missed the one against the Giants. And they're up big. Now, they weren't up big against
at the time.
And, like, for a while, I had it in bold on my notes. Like,
could have been bad.
That's a really bad miss.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple ways you can look at it. One way is maybe AJ's dealing with something and Jalen has been used to throwing him a certain way and he can't get there, right? That's part of it. But, and here we go again with doing this, presumably the Super Bowl will be closer. And when you have an opportunity to make that throw,
you're going
to
make it.
I kind of felt bad because Jalen's been such a great passer this year.
He's made
improved
that throw
so much.
All
he's
year.
Made it so much.
He's made
and then
that
in that
specific,
spot to miss it, it just shows a little bit how fluky sports can be.
Because he's
where,
made that throw all year.
Yeah.
All year, that specific throw to that guy. Like, yeah. He's dropped it in the bucket so many times with that guy in that spot. Look, I think they said in the broadcast going in, Tom Rinaldi was like, Jalen said he's not 100%.
He keeps
telling
everyone that before the game.
He keeps telling everyone that. And look,
why
it did look like,
say it right before
like
the game,
that
but
one
not...
play where he kind of, that one run where he did the back-to-back runs, he did run after, which I was like, all right, maybe he's fine. But he did get up slow.
There was
like,
one where he definitely got
he
up slow.
He looked like
yeah.
he was grimacing.
Looked a little rattled.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's not 100, but still, even the
There's
throws and
coming
back. Yeah, exactly. And he's got another week off, extra 2 weeks instead of one. But, yeah, he's got to make the throw. Yeah,
so
it.
On one hand, I think about these 2 weeks of Jalen's play, and I think he's probably only been okay. But then I think that's how high he set the bar, that he's literally been on the bench in the fourth quarter. He's been on the bench in the fourth quarter these
and
games. He's been up so much. I don't think he has any interceptions, right? No interceptions. I mean, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 total touchdowns between rushing, throwing, whatever. No, I can't think off the top of my head any passes that have been in serious harm's
way. I
think
it's 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, and 1.
They've had a lot of rushing touchdowns.
Oh, no, I think because he had 2 rushing, so he's had 4, I think. Yeah.
Right. I can't think of many passes he's put in harm's way off the top of my head.
Agree.
No, none like super egregious ones. So he's been everything you kind of wanted. But I also do agree with you a little bit. He probably has not looked fully himself, but maybe he just hasn't had to be. I mean, the whole
not maybe. He clearly hasn't had
And think about this.
They're 69-14, right. 2 games, obviously.
Think about this. The second half of both games didn't matter. So you're basically 50% of the snaps he's taken on offense have not mattered. And then outside of that, you think about the fact they've scored so much early on. Clearly, the offense is functioning at a really high level. I don't have concern about Jalen's injury. You texting me about it made me think about it more because you're seeing the broadcast, you're seeing his face. You have better insight there than I do. But when I'm watching it, I never think, he's hurt. Other than the missed deep passes, but I do kind of think it's AJ.
Yeah,
not blaming AJ, but
I think
AJ maybe can't.
And also just think the offense wasn't clicking today. And again, that Niners D's good. That was the one thing. The Purdy thing kind of took away from the matchup and all that type of stuff. And again, I think they beat him handily.
They were going to win that game.
I agree.
They were going to win that game.
But I think in terms of that offense going up against Niners defense, that was a real matchup. That Niners D is awesome.
Early on, you could tell.
Towards the end, they got beat down. But they were damn good, and they were the coverage. We talked so much about how that's the matchup. Their coverage was great.
Yeah,
it wasn't. Jalen had a ton of time early, and it just looked like there was no one
open.
I thought
Jalen early on, confused isn't probably the word I want to use. It was probably mostly to your point, just really good coverage. Excuse me, but there were a lot of times early on where I felt he was dropping back, and it just looked more.
Less decisive. It wasn't normally he either takes off or
I feel like he was running around there a little more than
kind of looking around, but not willing to run quite as
not
much.
Not really sure what he wants to do.
It's a little weird.
It was probably the coverage.
Yeah.
The coverage was good.
I think it was the coverage. And again,
they scored 21 first half points.
Exactly. and the game was never in doubt. It was 7-7. Even then we're like, nah, come on.
I actually think they're going to lose, but there was probably 15 minutes of real time where I was like, this is not ideal.
Well, especially because you were in the stadium too, we were texting about that. I do think when you're in the stadium, you can get that kind of weird vibe, especially in Philly, a place where we've lost a lot. We've been in those. We remember 0-2 and what it felt like to be in that stadium.
Felt like this game too. Yeah, in the way that they score
can
really quick,
and it can get tight in a stadium and anxious in a stadium. But I think watching at home, it was never that nerve wracking.
Right,
at least for me.
Well, again, I always say this, but the best way to see how you show out a game is on the Parks app. And they were, minus 1,000 for 70% of the game. So yeah, they're unbelievable. And I think, like I said,
they're unbelievable.
They deserve it.
That might be the title. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but
they deserve it. They deserve it.
They deserve it.
Nick deserves
it.
Jalen deserves it. Devontae earned it. Yeah, they earned this.
And look, moving forward, all these guys have Super Bowl experience. My weapons, Jalen will play in the Super Bowl. Nick will play in the Super Bowl. It's for this franchise, I feel like that we felt a lot, the Wentz thing and all that felt different then. It was just our first run, the run was special. It was a lot of more veteran players, guys who've been here longer, all that. This one feels a lot more like And again, we know the Carson thing. Anything can happen. You know, we can think someone's going to be here for the next 20 years and then, or 10 years or whatever, and then he's gone before we know it. But this one does feel more like the start of something. And that one did too, but this one even more so feels like the start of something.
Yeah, and the difference was they did it with Foles. Yeah. Whereas, you know, if you think about, you know, in 20 years, when we're talking about who are the best quarterbacks to ever play for the team. And look, 20 years is a long time, so there's going to be new people and everything. But as of now, it's like McNabb, and it's probably Foles. Hurts already. And Foles, and Hurts, Foles just because, you know, it was so short. But like, in terms of guys that are the starters.
Jalen is in the middle. Like, this is the best season Eagles quarterbacks ever had.
Well, think about this. The Eagles have had X amount of, like, quote-unquote starting quarterbacks. And Foles does not count, in my opinion, on this. So, X amount of starting quarterbacks.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, fine. Include him in 2013, right? Only twice has a starter led their team to the Super Bowl. And Jalen did it in a second.
Yeah, it's a great point. Jaws did it, too. It was just not during our lifetime.
Good
you
point.
Should say during our lifetime.
You're right. Yeah, but I'm sure some of the guys that played in black and white did it.
No, again, like Jalen Hurts has had the best season in the history of Eagles quarterbacks. Like, you know, he has to win it and all that. Like
McNabb in 04 is up there.
In the biggest, it's McNabb in 04 in this. Those are probably the two best in the history of the Eagles. It was and Wentz.
Oh, wow, the game's tied.